So let's review. Tan Rabbanan, chalitza mutaz kshera. A deceptive chalitza is effective. In a case of where the yavam and yavama are not appropriate for each other, Beis Din may utilize deception as an incentive for the yavam to give a chalitza. There's a machlekes as to what type of deception may be used. Rish Lakish explains chalitza mutaz as kol she'omrim lo chalitz ubekach atakainza. The yavam is told that by performing chalitza, he will actually acquire the yavama as a wife. The chalitza will be effective even though she does not, and actually may not, marry him after chalitza. Rabbi Yechanan says that this type of deceptive chalitza cannot be effective, because the Braisa states, Bein sh'niskaben hu v'lein niskaben hi, Bein sh'niskaben hi v'lein niskaben hu, chalitzasa psula, ad sh'niskaben shneim ke'echad. Both must have intention for the purpose of chalitza to release her from zika. In this case, in which the Yavam had the intention of marrying her through this chalitza, it is certainly not effective. Therefore, Rabbi Yechanan explains chalitza mutas as kol she'omrim lo chalitz la, amenasha titin loch mesayim zuz. The Yavam is told to incorporate a tnai, a stipulation that the chalitza to be effective only if she gives him 200 zuz. The chalitza is effective even if she does not give him the money, because tnai batul umaisekayim. The tnai is null and void, and the chalitza is effective unconditionally, as Rashi explains. A tanai can only be attached to a ma'isa that can be accomplished through a shliach. V'chol tanai d'le'ev shel asa de shliach kagun chalitza ein tanai mo'il ba. Since the ma'isa chalitza cannot be performed through a shliach, but by the yavam himself, the tanai does not take effect, and the chalitza is effective. The Gemara cites a braisa in several incidents where chalitza mutas was done and ruled effective. The Gemara cites another braisa which contrasts chalitza with get. Tan Rabbanan, chalitza mutaz kshera, get mutah pasul. A deceptive chalitza is effective, as explained earlier, because tanai batal maisekayim. The tanai is null and void, and the chalitza is effective unconditionally, because the mais chalitza cannot be performed through a shliach. However, a deceptive get is not effective if she does not give him the money as stipulated, because tanai kaim umaisa batal. The tanai is duly attached, and the get is not effective if the tanai is not fulfilled, because the ma'isa get can be performed through a shliach as well. The ma'isa continues. Chalitza mu'usis psula, get mu'usa kasha. The Gemara explains that this phrase must be reworded, because regarding the issue of coercion, there is no difference between chalitza and get. Ida amareitza ni afila chalitza nami, vi'iloi amareitza ni get nami loi. If he agreed to give the chalitza or get, both are kosher. If he did not agree, both are pasul. Therefore, hachikama, we must read the braisa as follows. Chalitza mu'usis v'get mu'usa zimnin kosher v'zimnin pasul. If a man was coerced to give either a chalitza or a get, it depends. Ama reitzani kosher. If the coerced ultimately consented by saying reitzani, I am willing, they're both kosher. Loyam reitzani pasul. If the coerced did not say reitzani, they're both pasul. The Gemara cites the well-known braisa regarding a carbon oiler where the pasuk says, Yakrev oisai, melamit shekayifin oisai. Yakrev oisai teaches that he is compelled to fulfill his neder. Yochel bal karchai, tamalei melur tzaynai. The tzaynai teaches that he must bring the carbon of his own free will. Hoketzat, how do we reconcile this apparent contradiction? Kayifin oisai at sheyim reitzani. He is coerced until he ultimately agrees. This method is utilized with one who refuses to give a get, where it is deemed necessary by Beis Din. He is coerced until he ultimately agrees, and the get is kosher. The Gemara continues. Rav Huna says, "Chaltzin afa pisha in makirin, miman in afa pisha in makirin." Beis Din may preside over a chalitza or miyan, even if they do not know the parties involved. Lefikach. Ein kaisvin get chalitza elam kei makirin. Ein kaisvin get min elam kei makirin. Therefore, the eidim cannot issue a document attesting to the chalitza or min, unless they have identified the parties. Since she cannot remarry without documentation, there will be no michshul, no mishap, even if the woman was an impostor. However, if the eidim cannot identify them, and they were to issue a get chalitza min, and omit the usually written phrase of ishta meidinu, which says we have established the identity of the yavam yavama, there is a concern of an erroneous Beis Din, the second Beis Din, who are unaware that chaltzin af pishei makirin, and when seeing if the get chalitza mien, we'll assume that the parties were identified during Chalitza Miyan and will allow her to remarry, therefore in Kaisma. Rava disagrees and says, Ein Chalitzin Ilm Kimakir. The Eimaman Ilm Kimakir. Besdin may not preside over a Chalitza or Miyan unless they have identified the parties. Lafikach, Kaisman get Chalitza Afa Pishay Makirin. The Kaisman get Miyan Afa Pishay Makirin. The Edom can issue a document even if they did not identify the parties. There's no concern for an erroneous Besdin because the first Besdin certainly identified the parties, therefore Kaisman. Zog the Mishnah, Mitzvah's Chalitza. This is the sequence of the procedure of Chalitza. Bahu v'yavimte l'Besdin, the Yavim Yavama come to Besdin. V'heim masiyan lo eitzah ha'igenes lai. Besdin initially provides the Yavim with suitable advice. As the Pasuk states, that Besdin summons the Yavim and speaks to him. Once the Yavim has settled for Chalitza, the Yavama recites the Yavim refuses to perform Yibam to reestablish his brother's name. The Yavim responds and recites, I have no desire to take her. They recite these psukim in Lashon HaKodesh. The Yavama then approaches the Yavam in the presence of Besdin, and she removes his shoe from his foot. And she spits out saliva which is noticeable to Besdin. She proclaims, this is done to a man who will not reestablish his brother's home. Adkan ha'yimakrin. Besdin only dictated the recitation until this pasuk. Ukshehikarib hukanis tachas ha'elim b'kfar etam v'gomes kol ha'parsha, hochzikul liyaz gomen kol ha'parsha. However, there was an incident in which Reb Hurkanis presided over a chalitza performed under a tree in Kfar Etam, in which he dictated and they recited the entire parsha. From then on, it became the custom to recite the entire parsha by including the final pasuk, "V'nikra Shmoy b'Yisrael beis chalutz hanol," that the Yavim is called chalutz hanol. The Mishnah concludes, "Mitzvah b'dayanim," the dayanim are obligated to recite these words chalutz hanol, "V'lo mitzvah b'tamidim." However, the students there are not obligated to recite it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, "Mitzvah kol o'emnim sham loimer chalutz hanol." Rabbi Yehuda says that all present must recite chalutz hanol. The Gemara cites a brayso in which Rabbi Yehuda relates an incident. Pamachas hayinu yeshim lefnei Reb Tarfon, ubasi yavam alachloitz v'amalanu anu kulchem chalutz hanol, chalutz hanol, chalutz hanol. The Gemara also elaborates on certain phrases to be read accurately so that they are properly understood. Hadnu loch perek mitzvah chalitza, we have Baruch Hashem completed the 12th perek of Masechta Yevamos, and we'll begin the 13th perek, Beishamai, in next year, Be'ez Hashem.